In this bulletin, firefighters continue to battle an out-of-control bushfire in the Adelaide Hills. Kylie Minogue fronts a tourism campaign to lure Britons to Australia. And the 75th Sydney to Hobart yacht race underway. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Firefighters are working around the clock to tackle an out-of-control bushfire raging in the Adelaide Hills, with residents being warned to leave while they can. Thermal imaging equipment is being used to identify hotspots, while large trees and flare-ups burn at the fire ground. Soaring temperatures and dry winds are forecast to elevate the bushfire danger in parts of New South Wales as severe heatwave conditions build across the state. Firefighters have used milder conditions in recent days to strengthen containment lines, and more than 1,400 are working today to slow the spread of fire. There were 72 bush and grass fires burning across the state this morning, with 30 not yet contained. Brexit-weary Britons are the target of Tourism Australia's latest TV ad campaign. The Tourism Australia ad, starring a singing Kylie Minogue, screened on British TV in a key time slot ahead of the Queen's Christmas Day message. Tourism Australia Managing Director Philippa Harrison has told Sky News a lot of resources were invested in the ad to reach the British market.
They are one of our largest markets into Australia and have been for a long time. So they're our fourth largest market, third in terms of spend.
Police in Sydney say a French tourist is lucky to have survived a fall from a cliff. After only arriving in the country 10 days ago for a holiday, the man was found by police on a rock shelf below a cliff at Bronte Beach early this morning. The man was airlifted to safety and transported to hospital, where he's now in a stable condition after sustaining a compound fracture to his left leg. New South Wales Police Acting Inspector Peter Wilkes is urging people to exercise care around water.
Just due to the unpredictability of the conditions and the weather and the surf and the swell, and especially around darkness, encourage to exercise caution.
The Australian Retailers Association is projecting that Australians will spend 2.8% more this year on the Boxing Day sales compared to last year. The association says it believes spending will top $2.5 billion. ARA Executive Director Russell Zimmerman says he's pleased.
We're comfortable with that at the moment, particularly considering what Australia has been through with the drought and with the fires, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland. And we know that people have got other things on their mind, rightfully so at the moment, and they're very, very concerned about friends and relatives that are in the country, and that's exactly why we're very comfortable with that figure of 2.8.
The 75th Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race's fleet of 157 yachts have set out under smoke haze-free conditions and moderate winds. The Bureau of Meteorology says a mild southerly change is forecast sometime tonight, with no heavy weather expected until at least Sunday. Bureau forecaster Gabrielle Woodhouse says visibility may be reduced by smoke haze from bushfires.
There are some large fires through the ranges, through eastern parts of Victoria, which has been leading to some thicker smoke. It's been mostly kept over land. But when we see those northwesterly winds shifting westerly, you could see some smoke haze coming down across the Bass Strait, which may affect you.
In cricket, Australia's Steve Smith has been booed walking out to bat by vocal New Zealand supporters, revelling in their team's first MCG test in 32 years. When David Warner was dismissed, it brought the former Australian captain to the crease, nearing lunch on day one of the Boxing Day test, and some Kiwi fans even waved what looked like sandpaper, a reminder of Smith's role in the infamous sandpaper scandal. And that audio courtesy of the Seven Network. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing and 28. Very hot and sunny in Adelaide, 39. Melbourne, sunny and 28. Hobart, mostly sunny, 22. Canberra, similar and 37. Wollongong, sunny, 26. Similar in Sydney and 28. Newcastle becoming windy and sunny, 29 degrees. Brisbane partly cloudy and 28. Cairns showers, a possible late storm, 31 degrees. And Darwin partly cloudy and a top of 36. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.